think we left off Pei Tes Amud Aleph about 10 lines from the top. Just to review again, we have Psukim in the Chumash that Eidecha Demem B'Yisurim, Kashrus and other things, Taras HaMishpacha, but when it comes to Mominus and the Fashas of Dovah Shabir, we have to have two Kashra Eidim and have to testify in the presence of the Bezin. So to ascertain that the husband is no longer alive and the wife should be permitted to remarry, the din should really have required min haTorah that you need two kosher eidim. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that mid the Rabbanon there were mekel that Eidecha is Neman, and the Gemara gave two reasons: either because isha daiko minsava, we tell the woman you better check into it, and we introduced a lot of chumras in case the woman remarried based on the testimony of the Eidecha, later on it turns out that it wasn't correct, it wasn't accurate, the husband is still alive, then we have a whole bunch of knosses, teitzim mizeh mizeh, she needs a get from the first husband and the second husband and the children of mamzeh, she doesn't get the ksuba and so on and so forth. A whole long story. So that's one explanation why. The other explanation is, maybe it's a milsa David leglui, loy mishakri, and she should chap nafkeminas. What's the real reason why Eidecha is good? So the Mishnah is listing off all of the penalties in case the woman remarried based on Eidecha. If she remarried based on two Eidim, then it turns out the husband is alive. So then you don't have all the penalties. That was what we learned last week. Rav says that din is like that Mishnah, that you don't have all the penalties. If she remarried based on Eidecha, and we told her, you better check into it, it turns out that it was a mistake, the husband is still alive, then you have a whole bunch of penalties. So one of the penalties is Ein Lo Ksuba. She doesn't get ksuba when she was married to the husband, the first husband the whole time. So in HaTorah, she should really be muteris to go back to the first husband, because it says she's in b'shoigek. It was a mistake. She didn't realize that he was still alive. But that's part of the penalty. We say it's your fault, and we act as if it's in b'mezid, as if it were b'mezid, even though it isn't. So the husband has to divorce her. She's a soita asur labayla asur labayl, and she needs a get from the second husband, and the children are mamzer from both husbands. Fine. So the more comments, ain lo ksuba, when the first husband, the din usually is, when a couple gets divorced, the husband always has to pay ksuba, unless he can ascertain that it's her fault. Let's say when they got married, they were observant. And then later on, the husband finds out that the wife is not going to mikveh, and she never told him. Or the wife is giving him non-kosher food, and she never told him. So that's grounds for divorce. Or they got married, he thought that they're going to have children. Then the wife says she's not interested in having any children. Or she doesn't want to go to mikveh. Okay, whatever. Or she curses the in-laws. The Mishnah in the end, the Ksuba, the fine base, gives you a list of cases. Here, is it really her fault? The Eidecha came and he said the husband is dead. She checked to the best of her ability. She thought that it was true. Then it turns out the husband is still alive. So it's not really her fault. So the Gemara wants to explain, why is Ein Lo Ksuba? Does she really deserve a penalty? Ein Lo Ksuba. So the Gemara says, my time at Kinel Rabban Ksuba. Why did the rabbis introduce in the first place? The simple reading of the Gemara is that the whole institution of collecting a Ksuba is a Takana de Rabban. That's a machloikis in Ksubas. Every 15 block, the Gemara raises the issue again, machloikis hatanoim. Because the Chumash says that in a case of Oinus and Mefata, so the Ma'anis or the Mefata has to pay a knas chamishim shekel kesef. So the Chumash has an expression, kesef yishkol ki mohar habesulos. What does it mean, mohar habesulos? So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that in the days of Maimon HaSinai, days of Matan Torah, the practice was that if a man would marry a besula, there would be a ksuba of chamishim shkolim. Chamishim shkolim is masayim zuz. There are four zuzim in a shekel. So that's the ikik ksuba by us. The ikik ksuba says masayim zuz. Kesef zuzim masan dechazi lich mederaisa. Tesis quotes that line here. My time at Kinner Rabbanon. So Tesis quotes it on the fourth line. Kesef zuz imasim dechazi lichma deraisim. Asayim zuz is the same as chamishim shekel kesef. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is, the girl was a besula. this man was ma'anis ha-mefat to her. So now she's a ba'ula. So when she's going to get married, whoever she's going to marry, she won't be getting any ksuba of chamishim shekel because she's no longer a psula. So because it's the fault of the man who was ma'anis her, or mefata her, that she's not going to get a ksuba of chamishim shekel keser, maybe he'll marry her. If she wants to marry him, maybe he'll marry her. So because he was mafsid her, she won't be able to get a ksuba chamishim shekel kesef, so we penalize him, he has to pay the knas, chamishim shekel kesef. So that's the Tana who says, ksuba deraisa, got it from that pasuk, kesef yishkol, kemohar habesulas. The man who is ma'anis and mafata the girl has to pay her, because he was mafsid her the ksuba. The other Tanoim who say, the ksuba lab deraisa, they Poshup Shat, they learned the Pasuk, that was a minig. Bizman Matan Torah, but not every minig is a din. So the Chumash is, the Torah established that the Ma'anis and the Fat has to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef, because that corresponds to the amount that the minig was Bizman Matan Torah, that's how much they used to give for Ksuba. But the actual fact that whenever the husband gets divorced or he dies, the wife is entitled to collect Ksuba, that's only Midi Rabban. The practice was like that, but it doesn't have to be like that. So this Gemara, what's the difference halacha l'maisa with the ksuba deraisa lab deraisa? So the Gemara has every 15 blot there. The Gemara has a few nafkaminas. But the ksuba deraisa lab deraisa. Yeah. How do we paskin? Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? So we do not paskin like this Tosis. Tosis writes, avagab de kaimalan ksuba deraisa. The first line in the Tosis, my timer. They say, the Gemara here says, the Gemara's lashon here is my time to tkin al rabbanu ksuba. Why did the rabbis make a takana that every girl is entitled to a ksuba? What mean the rabbis made a takana? The Gemara is assuming that ksuba lav deraisa. So Taisa says, but we don't pasken like that. Taisa holds that ksuba deraisa. We do not pasken like that. We pasken like the Gemara. We assume in shulchan aruch ksuba lav deraisa. And even though by us we write a ksuba, and the husband makes a kinyan. So let's say, out of a clear blue sky, you make a kinyan with me. I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. And you give me a handkerchief, Kabbalah's kinyan, so the economy of them. So I'm going to give you the money, Minatara. You can make a Kabbalah's kinyan to create the hischaivus, not corresponding to anything. I think they told me in secular law in America, there is no such thing. You can either, if I break your window, I'm chayiv. If I borrow money, if I bought something, I'm chayiv. But the creator, his chayvus yesh miyayin, not corresponding to any hepsid mamon, doesn't exist in secular law. But in halacha there are two ways to make his chayvus, either by writing a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you the shtar, or you make a kinyan, you have a kinyan suit, you give me a handkerchief, by my accepting the handkerchief, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. So then the chiyuv would be derais. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, not like this first line of text, we paskin ksuba lab deraisa. And the poskim point out, and even though the rabbi makes a kabbalah's kinyan with the chosin, and he gives her a document, so you have both the kinyan shtar and the kinyan sudar, so one should have thought that by us ksuba is deraisa. The whole machlokes about the ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa. If he doesn't make a kinyan shtar, and he doesn't make a kinyan chalipin, but if he makes both a kinyan shtar and a kinyan chalipin, then everything should be deraisa. So the poskim say, no, when he makes the shtar, when he gives her the ksuba, the document, the shtar, and he makes the kabbalah's kinyan, that's just to fortify the chiyuv de rabbanim. The ksuba is lav deraisa, and he just brings it, gives a shtar a raya. He never meant to elevate the level of the chiyuv, to make the chiyuv ksuba deraisa. It's only the rabbanim. It's only the rabbanim. So why do we write the chazi lich mideraisa? The balatesis, the rebalatesis in ksubas in the first parak also. The Tosis there gives this claim. Tosis says that we paskan that ksuba is deraisa because of the text that we use in the ksuba by Ashkenazim. That's the nusach that says kesef mus zuzi masan 200 zuz. That's equivalent to 50 shkolim. The chazi lichem deraisa, which you are entitled to minatar. So why do we use such a lashon if we hold that ksuba is lav deraisa? So the Rosh and Ksubas explains, and it's quoted Lalocha and Eben Ezek. There's a long Ramah, and he quotes this Rosh. The Gemara says in Kiddushin and in Pchairis, the Daf Yomi people are going to soon learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, whenever you have an amount of money mentioned in the Chumash, or you have an amount of money mentioned in the Mishnayis, so let's say if I owe you $100, is that American dollars or Canadian dollars? So sometimes American dollars are more valuable than Canadian dollars, sometimes less valuable. But in both systems, you have a dollar, you have nickels, pennies, dimes, quarters, but they're not the same. Sometimes the American dollar is worth more, sometimes Canadian dollar is worth more. So in the days of the Tannaim, there were two monetary systems that were running simultaneously with pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and everything. But one was eight times the value of the other. The $1 was eight times the value of the other dollar, and the pennies and the nickels, everything was eight times the value. So that's Keset Tzuri and Keset Medina. So whenever the Torah gives an amount of money, whenever the Mishnahs give an amount of money that you have to give, so which money are you talking about? You're talking about Keset Tzuri and Keset Medina. So the Gemara says the din is called Keset Hama Batayra, when it says in Chumash, let's say, Oynes HaMefatei Pei Chamishim Shekel. And Moitzi Shemri pay Meir Shekel, and Machzah Shekel every year for the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give Machzah Shekel. And Pigyan Ben is 5 Shkolim. And when a Shuramud kills an Eliknani, you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. So Kol Kesef Haman BaTorah, all of those amounts of money that's given in Shkolim, that's Kesef Tzuri, the more valuable amount of money. And Mishel Divrei, and whenever it's a Takana de Rabbanon, how much money you have to give, so then the Chachamim meant Kesef Medina. They meant the lower level of money. So here, the question is, Oynes HaMefate says in the Chumash, that's Chamishim Shekel Kesef Daraisa, Kesef Tzuri. And it says, Kesef Yishkel Kemohar HaBesulas. So that was the Minig Bizman Matan Torah, the Machlekes HaTanaim, Mor HaBesulas was a Minig, and Mor HaBesulas is a Din. So we paskin that the Ksuba is Lav Daraisa. It's not a Din, it's a Minig Bizman Matan Torah. But the Chumash tells you how much it was. It was Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Kesef Tzuri. So what it means, the husband writes in the ksuba, he gives it to the kala. Kesef zuzi mazon, 200 zuz, which is 50 shkolim. The chazi lichi, you don't read it together. The chazi lichi mideraisa, that you are entitled to min haTorah. It means 200 zuz deraisa, the chazi lichi. You are entitled to 50 shkolim. Midirabanan, but what kind of 50 shkolim? Not 50 shkolim kesef medina. No, the 50 shkolim says in the Chumash. So that's kesef tzuri, not kesef medina. So that's what the Rosh explains. The Rosh comes to defend. The Sfaradim don't have that nusach. And the Sfaradish Ksubas, they leave out that word there, Isa. Just says, kesef mus zuzi mosan, the chazer lichi. They leave out the Ksubas. Rabbi Ben Chayim is a Rebbe in Yeshiva, so he always says, he'll be happy to give you a normal ksuba that doesn't have that word. He's on a campaign. He's always trying to encourage the boys, the Ashkenazim, they shouldn't use an Ashkenazi ksuba because it's not correct. So the Ramah explains, the Ramah quotes from the Rosh. What does it mean, the Chazir Lich Madaraisa? We don't paskin like Tosus. Tosus claims that ksuba deraisa, so we don't accept this Tosus. Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim disagree. They say ksuba is lav deraisa. And the word, the Chazir Lich Madaraisa, doesn't mean she's entitled to collect it min haTorah. She's entitled to collect it midrabbanan, but on a deraisa standard. So, what about an almana? Let's say a grusha or an almana remarries. So her ksuba for sure is only the rabbanan. That's even if you hold ksuba deraisa, that's only ksuba's besula. The Chumash only talks about the besula gets 50 shkolim, 200 zuz kesef tzuri. And Almana or Grusha gets money, gets 100 watts. So she gets, so the Ramah quotes the Taisus, it's a Taisus in the end of Chorus. The Ramah quotes Taisus with the Rosh. The Takana that an Almana gets Ksuba, that's only the Rabbanan. So when they made it, Lachatchila the Takana, it's only Kesef Medina. So we usually assume that the Ksuba of a Besula is twice as much as the Ksuba of an Almana, because the Besula gets Messiah. Masayim zuz, and the almana gets mona, 100 zuz. But it's not true. The ksuba gets masayim zuz, where each zuz is 8 times the value of the other zuz. So the ksuba's mesula is not twice the amount of ksuba's almana, it's 16 times the amount. Because each one of the coins is 8 times the value of the other one. So other Rishonim say, nah, it's gained our isa. Since the Besula Kesef Tzuri, this is a hefty amount. Where do you get a number 1/16? It doesn't correspond to anything. Hefty amount. That's a machlokes. But I think the Ramah doesn't paskin like that. I think I would have said like you. Pashtus. So I think the Ramah Paskin is like the other opinion at Tosfos. Tosfos in the end, the Pchoros has the both opinions.
I mean, the Torah talks about Kesef Tzuri.
That's how the Gemara has a tradition. Kol Kesef Amar Batorah is Kesef Tzuri.
No reason, just
a historical tradition. That's it. When the Chumash gives you amounts of money, it's in Kesef Tzuri system.
What is over L'Socher? Is that like a third? Like, how do you calculate that?
I don't know. Avraham Avinu paid a fortune of money. Over L'Socher, I don't know. There were coins that everyone would accept. Yeah, I don't know. So that's so again, it's an awful lot of money. It's an awful lot of money.
Don't get the book.
Hmm?
Don't get the book.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. Yeah. So let's see again the Gemara. So Gemara is explaining why did she lose the ksuba. Granted, the ksuba itself is not so much money. The ksuba is 50 shkolim. Pidyan HaBen is 5 shkolim. So the ika ksuba is 10 times Pidyan HaBen. So how much do people give for Pidyan HaBen? They give Meikar HaDin. The Chazanish and others say Mikra Adin is 96 grams of pure silver. The meaning is you give 100 grams of pure silver. So it happens now. Silver happens to, I think, is very high. So I think 100 grams of pure silver is something like worth $100. So if you multiply by 10, so it's $1,000. Not so much. The whole silver is $1,000. But in addition to the Ikek silver, you add on Tosefes Ksuba, and you add on Nedunya. There are three parts to the Ksuba. The Ik Ksuba, the Chazi Lichma Deraisa, is very little. It's only 10 times Pidyan HaBen. Pidyan HaBen maximum now is around $100, so 10 times that. Tishan is $1,000. But then you add on Meir for a Besula, getting married the first time. You add on the Chosif Lod Min Nilei, the Chosin Adzan, out of his own happiness that he's marrying the girl. Another Meir Zikuk in Kesef, so Zikuk and Austrian coins from the days of the Maharil. So those are worth a fortune of money. And then you assess Nedunya, you assess the value of all of the clothing, all the jewelry, and all the automobiles, whatever the girl has that she's bringing into the marriage. That's called the Nedunya, that's called Nechset Tzayim Barazal. So we arbitrarily, since the days of the Maharil, we arbitrarily write an exaggerated amount. So you assess that as Meir Zikuk in Kesef Tzorf. So yeah, then at the end, yeah, it's Sach HaKol, sum total is Masayim Zukuk in Kesef Tzorf. It should really be Masayim Zukuk in Kesef Tzorf for the second and the third part, plus the Masayim Zuz. But the Masayim Zuz is so insignificant, so we assume it's absorbed. Most of the poskim hold, let's say, if a couple gets divorced. So you should really pay all the three amounts. You should pay the 50 shkolim, Kesef Yishkol, Gemar HaBzor, 50 shkolim. And then he should pay Meir Zekuking for the Tosefes, and another Meir Zekuking for the Nedunya. So most of the Achranim say, when you write Sach HaKol Masayim Zekuking, that's the sum total, you don't have to pay the additional Meir Zuz, the Masayim Zuz. So how much is that? That's a lot of money. That's something like $100,000. That's something like $100,000. Masayim Zekuking, for the days of the Maharil, that's a fortune of money. The Ikek Suv itself is really peanuts. Yeah, but the rest of it is worth a lot. So Nachum also, the Gemara is going to explain here how come she doesn't get ksuba. The din, in principle, the din is whenever she's at fault for the breakup of the marriage. So let's say the woman is mezana tachas baila. So they have to din is shem shasur ala bal kachasur ala bal. She has to get divorced. So she's at fault. Or she curses the in-laws, or she curses the husband, or she doesn't go to mikveh. Whenever it's her fault. Can you really call it her fault over here? Is it really her fault? So that the Gemara doesn't say. It's the same as a Mishnah Ksuba Zda Fine Base. Whenever the wife is at fault for the breakup of the marriage, that she loses the Ksuba. So the Gemara says, so why does she lose the Ksuba? So the Azok the Gemara, my time at Kina Le Rabban Ksuba. Why did the rabbis introduce Ksuba in the first place? Why is it Kadesh Leite Kalabayan of Lohitziya in order to solidify the marriage? It shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be so easy for the husband to divorce his wife. So falta mina mishigas, one day he's angry with his wife. I'll give her a get and goodbye. So we say, not so fast. You want to give your wife a get? You have to pay $100,000. So he's going to think twice. It won't be kalabian. Well, let's see. But in this case, we would encourage him to give his wife. We insist they should give a get. Oh, and this girl, Tehei Kalabayana, we want that it should be Kalabayana Vlaitzia. So the Gemara doesn't really say that she's at fault for the divorce. He can't really pin the blame on her, because the Eidechad came and he said the husband is dead. So it's really not her. Make her Adinshi. She really been with Teres to the first husband. It's not really her fault. So the Gemara gives a different hasbe here. That we want them to get divorced, so Kadesh Shalaita Kalabayim Latzia doesn't apply. So why does the Gemara say, my time, why did the rabbis introduce Ksuba? The simple reading in the Gemara is that Ksuba is Lav Deraisa. But the Balei HaTos is held that Ksuba is Deraisa. So what do they do with this Loshon HaGemara? So they say, my time at Kina Rabbanu Ksuba, whenever the rabbis introduce Ksuba, when is that? So they say, Ksuba v'Besula, that's Kesev Yishkol Kamor HaBesula, that's Deraisa. But Ksuba of an Almana, a Ksuba of a Grusha, that's only the Rabbanu. So why did the Rabbanu introduce Ksuba when it was introduced by the rabbis, by an Almana Be'er Grusha? They introduced it, Kadesh Leite Kalabayanv, let's see us here, we want that it should be Kalabayanv. So Tesis wonders, aren't we kvetching into the Loshon HaGemara? That's not what it says. The simple reading of the Gemara is, my time at Kina Rabbanan, sounds like Ksuba is always the Rabbanan. They're saying, no, my time, why did the rabbis introduce Ksuba in the case where it's only the Rabbanan? Not in all cases. So Tesis says, no, it's not far-fetched. And they have in the middle, the Gemara says, here the Mishnah continues to say, she has to get divorced from the first husband, from the second husband. If the Eidechad came and he said the husband is not alive, and she remarries, then the husband comes back alive, so they both have to divorce her. So let's say she takes a neder before the both husbands divorce her, she takes a neder. Can either of the husband be made for the neder? The second husband is only midirabbanan. We make believe as if the first husband is the one who's really married to her. So can the first husband be made for the nedor? So the Mishnah says neither can be made for the nedor. The Gemara says why not? So the Gemara says, Tosfos says on tzadik on the base. Gemara says, why does the husband have the right to be made for the nedor in the first place? Here, the last four lines on tzadik on the base. The line made for the nedor, neither. Has the right, neither the first husband nor the second husband. First husband is the husband there, right? And second husband is a make-believe husband midirabban. So the Gemara says, "Time in my Yom Rachman Bal Meifer." Why did the Torah say the husband has a right to be meifer? Kadesh leitis ganeh, that the wife is going to take a crazy neder. She's going to go on a diet. She's going to whatever crazy things. So we don't want dvarim shebinon lebinon nidri in a nefesh. The husband can't be meifer every neder. Only ino nefesh. Or Ben Elman say, wants his wife to look pretty. He doesn't want it to look ugly. He doesn't want it to be so skinny. So the reason why the Torah gives the husband the right to be made from the Nedarim Kadesh Letizgana, Hachat Tizgana, Tizgana. Here we want them to get divorced, and that's why we don't allow the husband to be made from the Nedarim. So Tesis, that's the Girsa that we have. My time, Amar Rahman Abal Mefer. So Tesis says, on that, Tesis writes over here, on Peitev Saman Aleph. Similar to this shot that they're giving here, Ke'inyan Zeh, similar, Ashkahan the Kaman, Gabi HaFores, the is the Garsi, is from the, some have a Girsa in the Gemara, it's not, our Gemara doesn't have. Tesis said, there is a Girsa that has, my time, Amar Abonah, the Baal Mefer. Why did the rabbis say that the husband has a right to be, what do you mean, the rabbis made up the Din de Rabbanan, husband has a right to be Mefer, it's a Pasuk in the Chumash, husband can be Mefer. So what kind of a lotion is, my time Omer Rabbanu the Baal Meif, I got the Baal Meif from the Torah. What does it mean? El Hachikama. So you have to kvetch into the Gemara like they kvetched over here. Here, the simple reading of our Gemara is my time at Kina Rabbanu Ksuba. Why did the rabbis institute Ksuba? The whole institution of Ksuba is only with the Rabbanu. That's a simple reading. So Tesis gave a whole kvetch. Why did the rabbis institute Ksuba in those cases where it's only with the Rabbanu, namely by Amon or Grusha? Kadesh let the Kalabayan of Latzia, yeah. So Tess said the same over here. Alachakan, my time Omer Rabbanan Baal Mefer, Echadein Mefer Min HaTorah. Sometimes there's a case where the husband cannot be Mefer than a Dor Min HaTorah. He's only married Mid Rabbanan. Let's say Akhtana gets married. So if the father marries off his daughter when she's Akhtana, it's Bikten Esai Talish Hazad. The father has the ability to marry off his daughter, Akhtana and Naira, until she reaches 12 and a half. Well, let's say the girl is a Yisayma, there's no father, so the Midir Rabbanan made a takana that the mother of the older brothers, the mother of the older brothers can marry her off. That's why the din is that if the mother or the older brother is married her off, and the marriage doesn't work out well, so either the husband gives her a get, but if he gives her a get, then she'll be a Sarah Lekuna, she'll be a Grusha. So better would be, she should go to a Bezdin and do Miyun. She should say, I'm not happily married, and I want you to annul the marriage. And it's considered as if the Miyun is Zarka the whole Kiddushin, and she was never married. She's allowed to marry a Kohen now, and she can marry the brother of her former husband. It's not considered her husband's brother. She was never married to him. That's called Miyun. So let's say a man is married to a girl, Kiddushin Derabanan, and then the girl takes a neder. The neder could be deraisa. The Gemara has a machlok. It's mufla samach liish. If a girl takes a neder the year before bas mitzvah, a boy takes a neder the last year before bar mitzvah, that's called mufla hasamach liish. The last year before bar mitzvah or before bas mitzvah, a boy becomes bar mitzvah 13. So if he takes a neder from the age of 12 on, a girl becomes bas mitzvah 12. So if she takes a neder from the age of 11 on. So that's a Gemara, a whole discussion in Gemara Nida, the whole institution of Mufla Samach Ish. The Gemara has a machlek, it's whether that din Mufla Samach Ish, that din deraisa, din derabbanan. That's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam paskins the Mufla Samach Ish only derabbanan, and the Raiva holds that it's a din deraisa. Machlek is in the Gemara, machlek is out of paskin. So sometimes, let's say the man is married to the girl, the whole kiddushin is only the rabbanan, but the neder that she took is a neder deraisa. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, that Baal can be made for the neder, but on the level of the deraisa, he's not married to her. The neder is binding min haTorah, mufla samachish, and the husband is only a husband with the rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya. That's the next sugya. We're going to go for a whole blot Gemara, a little over a blot Gemara. The Chachamim were authorized to make gzeiros. That's the concluding pasuk in Achrei Mos. Ushmatem es mishmati, asum mishmeres lemishmati. That's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, mamu shlosha dvar maasei siog la Torah. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and the Bai Shein Pirin made a lot of gzeiros the Rabbanan. And then the Gemara has a shaila. Do they have they can make even gzeiros b'akiras dov min haTorah? Let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and when I tell you Mukhiyev to blow Shofar, the Rabban, they don't permit you. The Gemara gives you a whole list on the top line, the top few lines on Tzadik Amud Beis, different cases where the Chachamim were Oiker, Dov Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Tasa, not to blow Shofar, not to shake the lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But the whole discussion, so that they all agree. Yeshkach B'Yal Chachamim to make a Gzeire, even Bakira's Dov Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Tasa. What if they make a din de rabbanan? It comes out as akiras dov min haTorah b'kum yaseh. They declare that the girl is married mid the rabbanan to the husband. Min haTorah, she's not married to the husband. The father is not alive. The girl's a yisayma, yisayma ktana. So min haTorah, she can't get married. It's only mid the rabbanan that he siyua ima v'yachel. The mother or the older brothers can marry her off. And if she takes a neder, if you hold mufla samach liish, she's a din deraisa. The neder is binding on her min haTorah. So how can a husband mid the rabbanan be made for a neder min haTorah? That's akiras dov min haTorah b'kum b'yaseh. The rabbanan are allowing the girl to violate an aver. So the Gemara says it's okay. The Gemara Tesis quotes from the Gemara Le'el Daf Chav Tes that it's okay. So that's what Tesis says. In that case, my time of Amar Rabbanan Abam made for nidre yishter. It's not Omer Torah. Tosis had the other girsa here on the bottom of Tzadik on the base. We have the girsa time in my Omer Rachmona. Why does the Torah say Bal Meifin Nidri Yishto? Kadeshalot Tizgana, Hochet Tizgana, Vizgana. So Tosis had Kisveyad, but they had a different girsa. My time of Omer Abonon, Bal Meifin Nidri. Where's Omer Abonon? In a few rare cases where the couple is only married Midir Abonon, but the netter that she took is binding Minatur. So with the Rabbanan, they gave the husband the authority to be made for the neder. It's a Meshunah Dikadin, a Pella Dikadin. So just like Tosis interpreted that Girsa, by time of Amar Rabbanan, in a few rare cases where the rabbis allowed the husband to be made for a neder that's binding min haTorah, and with the Rabbanan, they gave him the right to be made for it. So what motivated them to make that din? Kadesh lo tizgane, so hachat tizgane v'tizgane. So that's the way Tosis kvetches the same thing over here. By time it kin rabbanan ksuba b'mokhem shetikna ksuba. Ruba de ruba, most of the cases, ksuba is deraisa, Tosis holds. But in the cases where Ksuvas the Rabbana, if she's an Amana or a Grusha, what motivated them to make a Takana? So over here, we want that he should be Motziah. We want that they should get the divorce. But again, that's most of the, in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. We don't accept this Tosfos. We hold that Ksuvah loved their Isa, and even though they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, and even though he gave her a Shtar, the whole Chiyuv Ksuvah is only the Rabban. The Shtar with the Kinyan, Suder, was just that the Ksuvah the Rabbanan is in place. But they don't intend to convert it into a Chiyuv their Isa.
What's enough Kamina if it's the Raisa the Rabbanan?
With the Ksuvah the Raisa the Rabbanan. Very few nafkaminas you have. An amount of money you have in the end of Ksubas. In the first parak in Ksubas, the nafkamina is the following. The Gemara says, a couple gets married, and the husband married her thinking that she was never married before, that she's a psula. And that then he comes, he gets married on a Wednesday, psula nisus ler mavi. He gets married on a Wednesday, and then he comes to Bezna Thursday morning. He says, Pesach Pasoch Matzasa. He claims that the girl is a Bula. She says it's not true. So it's his word against her word. So why should you believe him? He's Mukhayv and Ksuba. He gave her Mukhayv and Ksuba. So the Gemara says, because to begin with, Ksuba's love their Isin. So, Hey Mamru, Behe Mamru. So the Chachamim said, the practice in the days of the Gemara was that the chosen paid for the whole wedding. So the Gemara says, well, the guy's going to pay so much money for a wedding and then tell a lie the next day and say, Pesach Pasoch Matzasi. Overnight he decides he doesn't want to. He probably, it must be true. It must be true that it's Pesach Pasoch Matzasi. Because if it's not true, it means he backed out from the Shidduch. He doesn't want to say, why didn't he back out before the wedding? Why did he spend a fortune of money on the wedding? So that's a shaila with it. So that's what the Gemara presents it in the first parak in Ksubas. Chachamim tikta lehem and I saw Ksuba Masayim to Absula Masayim Laman Amana Veheim Heminu, and they believed him. Hey Mama Veheim Mama. They said, if he says Pesach Pesach Matzasi, so we believe him. But if Ksubas, the Tesis is Medai, but if Ksubas there I said, he wouldn't be believed to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi. So we paskan like that Mishnah. The husband is believed to say Pesach Matzah. So it's all based on the assumption that Ksubas love their Isa. So Taisa there says, no, we paskin Ksuba is their Isa. The same is over here. But we don't accept that Taisa. We paskin Shulchan Aruch, the whole Ksuba is their Rabban. Very slight nafkaminas.
Well, why is that first dorm considered a penalty to a woman?
The first dorm is not a penalty.
The ability of her husband to be made for Nidarel, why is that a penalty?
She's going to take a netta that's going to make life miserable for her. Inu nefesh.
She wants to take that netta.
People take a netta, then they have charata. And they're embarrassed to go to Bezin. So they hope that the husband is going to be made for the netta. So we say, neither husband can be made for the netta, let her suffer. She took a netta, so let her suffer. Today, maybe it's not so common to take the dorm, but apparently years ago, people would always be taking the dorm all over the place. So the wife's going to take a netter, she'll be stuck with it. We won't permit the husband to be made for the netter. Yeah. So the Gemara explained why ain't look super. Okay. Then it says, not only ain't look super, she doesn't have the mona masayim, the ksuba, she doesn't, the baal is chai b'mezenis ishtei, and so neither husband has to give a mezainus. And then there's no din of peres nechse melug. Usually the husband is entitled to get the reciprocal his chayvesin, reciprocal schusim. The Rambam lists off all the schusim that the husband has and all the schusim that the wife has. The Gemara said, this is keneged that, this is keneged zeh, keneged zeh. Everything is reciprocal, all of his chayvesin. So the Gemara says, you don't have any of those. Why don't the Mishnah says, you don't have any anything that has to, why? Because tonight ksubik ksubah dami. That's another place that the Gemara has it also. We give the dinim of the tonight ksubah, all the details, all the aspects of the ksubah have the same din as the ksubah itself. So just like she loses ksubah, so she loses the mezainis as well. Shai. Then the next line, natla mezeh mezeh, what if she did grab from the first husband, from the second husband, she did grab ksuba. She did, let's say, she borrowed money when the first husband was missing. So she borrowed money in order to live. in order to have food to eat. And then the husband comes back alive. And then she has to pay back all the bali chayvus. So she grabs money from the first husband or from the second husband to pay off all the chayvus. So the mission says, not only them is that she has to give back the money. We penalize, she has to give back the money. No one is b'chayv to support her. And even though she grabbed, even though Topsa, so the Gemara said, Pshita, he just said that she's not entitled to mezainah. So if she grabs money from the first, from the assets of the first husband or the second husband, just said that she's not entitled. So the Gemara says, no, I might have thought, isn't that a double poshut? What do you need this line? Not lemizeh mizeh. She has to be machzir. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'adetema, one might have said incorrectly. One might have thought, came in the tofsa, but she grabbed it. You know, we penalize her that neither husband has to give her mizeinus. But if she grabbed the money to pay for the mizeinus, that she borrowed money, and so I might have thought that b'diabed she was toifa. She keeps it gemashmalon, no. She's not entitled to mizeinus. Okay. And then it says, Havlad Bamza. The Vlad is a Mamza, either from the first husband or from the second husband. So the Vlad Mamza from the second husband, that's a Mamza Menatar. The woman is married to the first husband, he's still alive. She never got a get from the first husband. So she'll have children from the second husband. Kozman, the first husband, didn't give a get, the children will be Mamzer. Once the first husband gives a get and she stays with the second husband, she's Kisem Shasur ala Balka Hasur ala Boil. But that doesn't make mamzeris. That doesn't. We said Tosis before quoted the Rabbeinu Hananel that even though there's not, let's say a woman is a soita asur al bailo and she remains with the husband and she has children, so the children are not mamzer. Or the woman is a soita and she got divorced from the husband and she marries the boil. Shalokidin, she marries the boil. So the Dingamar said the children are not mamzer. So Rabbeinu Hananel says they're not mamzer min hatorah, but they're mamzer min derabbanan. And he gets it from this Mishnah that it says havlad mamzer from the first husband, from the second husband. Why mamzer? So Rabbeinu Hananel says because she's a soita lebailo and a soita asur leboil. So the vlad min asoita is a mamzer min derabbanan. So Tosfos rejects it. They say we don't pass on like that. I think that's on Memtes on the base, but the whole sugya mamzeris is. I think we discussed that already. Where was that? Soita namitav sabar kiddushin. Here, the Tosfos mem test on the base, dibra maschos soita. So the Gemara says, the vlad from a soita, either the soita remains with the first husband. She had an affair with someone else. She's supposed to get divorced from the first husband. She didn't get divorced, and they have more children. So the children are not mamzer. Oh, she gets divorced from the first husband, and she marries the man with whom she had the affair. She marries the boil. So the children are not mamzer. So towards the end of the Tosfos, they quote Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel, around four lines before the end of the Tosfos. Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel, the Misaito, the Gemara says, Nehidah lahavi mamzer mideraisa, abim miderabbanim yehavi mamzer, as it says in the Mishnah, Pezayin. So Tosfos says we don't paskal like the Rabbeinu Hananel. They ain't right. It's not correct. Why? The children from the second husband are mamzerim only because man, the first husband doesn't give a get. They mamzerim in Torah. After the first husband gives a get, they will not be mamzerim. And the children from the first husband are mamzerim midirabbanan. Mamzerim midirabbanan because man, the second husband doesn't give a get. Midirabbanan, the second husband has to give a get. So if she goes back to live with the first husband, Minator, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Minator, she's considered Nensa. It's not Zinsa B'mezit. But Midrabban, they said she needs a get from the second husband, so she's an Ashes Ish. If she lives with the first husband, she's an Ashes Ish, Midrabban. And the children are Mamzeri, Midrabban. But once the second husband gives a get, the children from the first husband will not be Mamzeri. That's what Tosfos said. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. We don't accept this Rabbeinu Hananel. We paskan like the Bala, like the Ri. Bala Tais and the Mordechai has more barichas. That's how we paskan. So the Gemara is not going to discuss, this is going to be the long discussion of to what extent did the Chacham have authority. So the Mishnah says, Havlad Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh. So the children that she has from the second husband are Mamzerim in HaTorah, because she's still an Ashes Ish to the first husband. So that doesn't need any explanation. But the children from the first husband are mamzerim midirabbanan, calls man, the second husband doesn't give a get. And what's the din of a mamzer midrabbanon? Usually a mamzer is permitted to marry a mamzer. But this person, the children from the first husband, minator, they're kosher. Minator, they're not mamzers. And minator, they're not there. There's an isa deraisa, they're not allowed to marry mamzer. And midrabbanon, we declare their names mamzerim, and they are allowed to marry mamzerim. So the answer is no, they're not allowed to. Minator, they're stuck. Kerech mikan, kerech mikan. They can't marry an ishik shera because they're mamzer mederabban. They can't marry mamzeres because benatera dekshera. They have to marry geiris. They have to marry gerim because we pass them. There's a machlokes hatanoim and yivamis and kiddushin different mesichtik and subis. Whether kahal gerim ikri kol or kahal gerim lo ikri kol. It says leyava mamzer bekahal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. Is a mamzer permitted to marry a ger? So we pass ken muta. Mamzer is permitted to marry a ger. So this. The children from the first husband are mamzerim midrabbanan, so we don't allow them to marry mamzerim. We want to make a chumrah to treat them like mamzerim, but it's going to come out of kula. A mamzer midrabbanan is allowed to marry, a mamzer midrabbanan is not allowed to. So that's going to be the machlekes in the sugya. Are the children from the first husband who are mamzerim midrabbanan, would we allow them to marry mamzerim min haTorah bikum yesh koach laka bikum biyasei? So the maskonas haBavli is no. Rav Chisda says yes, and the maskonas haBavli is going to be on Amud Beis. No, they can only marry gerim. They can't marry ksherim. They can't marry mamzerim.
Being
able to marry another mamzer midrabbanan, and if yes, are there different levels of mamzer midrabbanan? Like this is one case where mamzer midrabbanan, but there are other cases mamzer midrabbanan which might be more serious than this mamzer midrabbanan. In principle, there should be allowed to marry mamzer midrabbanan. In principle, that it is possible that there should be different levels. I don't remember in Shulchan Aruch that they talk about it. We have, for example, this is going to come up on this daf. That's why that marshal comes to mind right now. You have sometimes you have to be mafresh chumas and maisus min haTorah, and sometimes the obligation to be mafresh chumas and maisus is only with the rabbanon, and not all of the cases of tevel the rabbanon are on the same level of seriousness. So some are more chomer than the other. So there's a din, you can't be mafresh chumas and maisus min haPotter al achiyev min achiyev al haPotter. Let's say you have some tvua that's chayv and chumah min haTorah, it's tevel the raisa. Other tvua is tevel only with the rabbanon. So you can't be mafrish from this on that or from that on that. You're not supposed to. And then the Gemara has in Menachos on the level of Rabbanan, not everything is on the same level. Some dinam the Rabbanan are more chomer than others, around Daf Lamed Aleph or so. So the different girsas say in the Gemara, which tevel the Rabbanan is more chomer than which? Taisus has different girsas. But it is conceivable that mamzerim also can be. There aren't too many mamzerim in the Rabbanan. There are very few. Because the definition of a mamzer is, if the parents would have had an isa kores, let's say abal achos abal eshesish. If there's an isa kores abal arais, an isa kores, then the vlad is a mamzer. So when there's an isa derabbanah, here there's no kores mit derabbanah. Kores is a punishment only on the level of the raisa. The chachamim said the second husband has to give her a get. So Kolzman, the second husband, doesn't give her a get, so she goes back to the first husband. It's chayv koris, not chayv koris. There's no koris in the rabbanon. So in principle, it shouldn't exist. There shouldn't be such a thing as a mamzer in the rabbanon. This is aknas over here. Aknas over here. There aren't too many more mamzer in the rabbanon. I don't know if, according to Rav Meir, there are a lot more. The Gemara has the first Mishnah in Gittin, has Shliach lo halacha delivers a get in chutzlo, so he has to say b'fan an echta, b'fan an echta. So what if he delivers the get and he doesn't say b'fan an echta, b'fan an echta? The woman goes and she remarries. So on the level of the raisa, she's divorced. There's no need men atar to say b'fan an echta. On the level of the raisa, she's divorced and she has children from the second husband, no problem. And Rameya says no. Kol ha'mashanam b'asher tov ha'chacham b'gitna v'lad mamzer. He says since midrabbanon. He was supposed to say b'fan enechtam, and he didn't say, so the get is no good, so we treat her as if she's an eshes ish, when she lives with the second husband, and the vlad from an eshes ish is a mamzer midrabbanan. So according to Rav Meir, the Gemara says, Rav Meir broadens the whole area. According to Rav Meir, you have a lot of mamzer midrabbanan. Could be the all the shnias. Shlomo HaMelech made There's a whole list about Raya's Min HaTorah, and then the Rambam quotes a whole discussion here, Achof Aleph and Min Aleph. Gemara has a whole discussion. Who are the Shnias Midirabbonim? Min HaTorah, I'm not allowed to marry my mother. What if I married my grandmother? She's not old enough to be my grandmother. She is my grandmother. So grandmother is only Nisa Dirabbonim. Only Nisa Dirabbonim. So let's say I marry my grandmother, and then we have children. So that will the essential enough the children are not mamzer. According to Rameh, they probably will be mamzer. Rameh holds that you have a lot of mamzer in the Rabbanah. We don't pass like that. We pass because the definition of a mamzer is chabi krisis. So if the whole issue is only the Rabbanah, there isn't any chorus. But over here, it's a special penalty they made. Ayotz men haklal that avlad mamzer. So that's the Gemara is going to lead into this discussion. Havlad mamzer from the first husband. The vlad mamzer from the second husband is a mamzer min haTorah, because she's still married to the first husband. But the vlad mamzer from the first husband calls man the second husband digi beget. She goes back to the first husband. She has filled the vlad mamzer min derabbanon. So that's going to be a discussion. A machlekes Rav Chizda and Rabba. Is this mamzer min derabbanon? Is he allowed to marry a mamzer min haTorah? Oh no, he can't. He's neither here nor there. He's not neither here nor there. He's both. He's a kosher and an apostle at the same time. And he can't marry a mamzeres and he can't marry a ksheira. So we're going to paskin that the psak halacha of the Babli is enkerach v'achachamim lakadom min haTorah bikum yaseh. The chachamim cannot declare that the child is a mamzer rabbanan to the extent that he should be allowed to marry a mamzeres min haTorah. He can marry another mamzeres min rabbanan. But he can't marry a mamzeres min haTorah. So Tilly Gemara is going to get into that discussion. So they start Tanan Hosam. There's a Mishnah in Trumas. Tanan Hosam, there's a Mishnah in Zroim. I think usually it says Tanan Hosam on Mishnahis and Zroim. I think that's a Rashi somewhere. So what does it say? If you mafrish Truma Tameyo, so the coin can't eat it. So it's not a smart idea. Let's say you're baking challahs for Shabbos. Or you're making cake and cookies. So if you're making up dough, then you have to be mafrish challah. Everybody today's time, whoever attended a funeral, whoever's on the Chepek Adish, whoever attends a funeral, all of us are all tamei. So all of the dough that we make, the kelim are tamei and the people are tamei, everything is tamei today. So you have no bread. You can't eat the cake or the cookies or the bread unless you're mafrish challah. So the challah is going to be challah tamei. What's the kohen going to do with challah tamei? What does he do with truma tamei? He can use it lahasika tachas tavshila. Truma tamei. Truma tamei is a mitzvah to eat. Truma tamei, you can use it as fuel. The kohen can use it as fuel.
Isn't the hafrosh enough to make it not table?
The hafrosh takes off the isit table.
Right, so you don't have to give it to the kohen.
No,
you
then you
have hafrosha.
No, you have to do hafrosha. Then it's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. What?
So you order the mitzvah.
No, there are two parts to the mitzvah. The, for one part is hafrosha and one part is nesina. That's a machlekes.
No more. Takes it off from the table.
That's correct. That is takes off the isa table. But then you have the hafrosha is now this is truma. This is the challah has a din like truma. So truma is a mitzvah to give to the kohen. The 24 matan skuna, so you have to give the challah and the truma to the kohen. So what's he going to do with it? Normally, you give it to the kohen, he should eat it. But if it's truma tamei, challah tamei, he can't eat it. So challah chutz la'aretz, strictly speaking, challah chutz la'aretz is only mid the rabbanon. And bizman hazeh challah eretz yisrael is only mid the rabbanon. So it's the rabbanon on top of the rabbanon. So that's why the Gemara has in Bechoris a whole list on Daf Chav Zayin, I think, has a whole list of kulas and challah chutz la'aretz. Whopper of coolest there. So one of the coolest is Chalas Chutz Lortz. Even though it's Tomei, the Kohen is allowed to eat it, provided he went to Mikveh. If the Kohen has Tumah Yotza LeMegufa, if the Kohen is Tomei because he went to a funeral, his father died, he went to the funeral, or he touched someone else and went to a funeral, so he's Tomei. So that's Tumas Magor. So then he's permitted to eat Chalas Chutz Lortz. Can't eat Chalas Eretz Yisrael. A cool and Chalas Chutz Lortz. But if the kohen is Balkari, he's married, so he's Tommy Thomas Balkari, so then he has to go to Mikveh to be able to eat the Chalas Chutz Lortz. But the fact that the Chalas Tomei, Chalas Chutz Lortz, that we would be Mekel. Chalas Chutz Lortz he can eat, as long as you don't have a Tumah Yotzah LeMigufay. Yeah. So Nachamol, so let's say it's the Mishnayos were written in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not talking about Chalas Chutz Lortz. So if you're going to be mafrish truma tameya, the kohen can't eat it. Chalas eretzel can't eat if it's tamei. So what can he do with it? He can use it as fuel. The kohen can use it. The Yisrael shouldn't use it as fuel. He has to be mafrish the chalas to take off the yisat tevel. Then he has to give it to the kohen. And if it would have been tohar, he would be tohar. He would be allowed to eat it. Because it's tamei, he can only use it lasika tachas tavshilo as fuel to cook food with it. A Yisrael is not allowed to use it lasika tachas tavshilo. So the Mishnah has a din, if you have a lot of bushels and you have to be mafrish truma, let's say he has 100 bushels of tvua and he has to be mafrish 2% for truma, then he's going to give it to the kohen. So some of the bushels are tamei, some of the bushels are tohar. So it's not right to be mafrish truma tamei. Ain't tamei min atomei ala tohar. That's not right. You're going to be mafrish. He has 100 bushels, 10 of them are tamei and 90 are tohar. So he's going to take 2%, he's going to take 2 bushels of the tvua in the koreshem truma and give that to the kohen. The 2 bushels are tamei. That's not right. Why not? What's wrong if you mafrish truma tamei on chul and tohirim? So the Gemara has an omid beis. The Rashi explains. The Gemara has on the top of Peik Tes omid beis. Five lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Eloi. Minayin, where do you see in the Chumash a din? The term in Aro al Ayofe. Lechatchila, there's a din. Baharim chemes chel bo mimeno. Chelev. Chelev means the fatty part. So chelev in a behema is an isekor, if you eat chelev. But then the Chumash talks about baharim chemes chel bo mimeno. When you mafrish truma, it should be min amuvchar. It should be min ayofe. You should not be mafrish min atomi ala tohar. You should not be mafrish min haro ala yofe. Let's say you have a lot of watermelons, and some of them are half rotten, some of them are spoiled, and others are fresh watermelons. And you want to be mafrish, 2% of all the watermelons, they grow from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, and Shumas and Mises. So you're going to be mafrish the watermelons that are a little bit spoiled. So that's not right. You have to be mafrish min ayofe. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Ramban counts it as one of the mitzvahs essay. The Rambam has a whole list of Taryag mitzvahs, and the Ramban deletes a little bit here, a little bit there. So it has to replace them with other mitzvahs. So the Ramban counts this as one of the, in the minyan on mitzvahs essay. When you mafrish truma, you turn min ayofe. Always to be baruch ha'am b'schel b'mimenu. What a b'di'evet, a person goes ahead and he violates this din in the Torah, and he's mafrish torah min haroa ala yofa, or he's torah min atome ala tohar. So there's a machlekes in the beginning of Tmurim, machlekes abay v'rove, where the milsa dam rachman alay sabit, yovid mahani, yovid lamahani. Whenever the Torah prohibits us from doing something, the person goes ahead and he does it. So do you say, he had no right? It's an issue that you need dasa odam for. You need... Let's say, I cook basa b'cholam. So you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholam. So you're going to say, he had no right to do it, so it's raw. What do you mean it's raw? It's cooked. It's not raw. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So a person carries his keys to shul, so you say, the keys are not in shul. Of course the keys are in shul. What do you mean, the keys are still home? You can't say Yavid Lamahani there. Yavid Lamahani is whenever you need das bailim, whenever you need das to bring about a certain result, a chalois. And the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. And the guy goes ahead and he does it. So the Torah didn't give you bailus to express das on that. So maybe it's not chal, maybe it's like kiddushin. So the Gemara, the whole discussion there in Temura is you have 2 psukim by kiddushin. You have a pasuk the way we pass halacha. If a kohen marries a grusha, he's not allowed to marry a grusha. Kohen marries a grusha, the kiddushin achal. He has to give her a get right away. He's not allowed to live with her. But the Kiddush and Achal, if she needs a get, she's an Eshes Ish, or Yisrael is Mekadosh and Mamzeres. The Kiddush and Achal, or Yisrael marries a Mitzri, the Daimi, a Moine, a Yavi. So if you marry Beisa, the Kiddush and Achal, and you have to give a get. So you see, Milsa Damachman Alay Sabbat, Yavid Mahani, on the one hand, it's Chal. On the other hand, if a man is Mekadosh Chavi Krisis, it's not Chal. We have Psukim. If you mekadosh a chayvi krisis, it's not chal. So the Gemara wants to know which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Is the rule mikra din milsa dama achman aloy sabed? Any case that the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, you have no right to express das to marry this woman, and you go ahead and express das. So I should say, ilo mahani, And the exception to the rule is chaybe lavin, that there it is mahani. That's an exception to the rule. But fakir, the rule is chaybe lavin, that kiddush and otovsin, milsa damach malois abed yavid, is mahani. It does bring about a chalois. And the chaybe krisis is a yetz menakot. So that's a machlok, it's a bai verovah. But the milsa, which is the rule, that's the way the Gemara presents it in the beginning of Tmura. You have two cases, chaybe krisis, the kiddush and otovsin. Chaybe lavin, the kiddush and otovsin. So it's a contradiction with respect to this issue. Whenever the Torah prohibits you from expressing das on something, do you say that it can't bring about a chalos? You have no right to express such a das. You have a lamahani, can't be chalos. They say, no. It's not an avera if you're going to say it's not chal. It must be that it is chal. Otherwise, if it's not chal, what's the avera? So that's a machlekes habai v'rabba, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. So the Gemara brings in this memra of Rabbi Loi. Yeah, on the side, on the margin, on the left side, they give you all the cross references. So the main cross reference is Tamura Dafei. That's in the middle of the sugya, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Mahani. So the Gemara says, this case for sure, Yavid Mahani. There's no machlekes on this. Just like by Chayvi Lav and Machayvi Krisis, that's given. Abai Barovet, don't argue about that. Chayvi Krisis, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, Chayvi Lav and Kiddushin Atovsin. Question is, which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule? So this for sure, this is a din, this is given. You're not supposed to do that. And the Chumash says, if you'll be mafish min hamufchor, you will not have violate, you will not be in violation of an avera. You will not be in violation of barim chemechelbom. But if you're not going to be mafish chelbo, if you'll be torim in aru ala yofe, then you will have an aver. So that's what Rabbi Loi understands from the pasuk. Emeinu kadosh. If you're going to tell me over here, if you're going to say like that opinion, yobit loy mahani, you had no right to be mafresh truma min haru. He's mafresh truma from the water melon that's already have spoiled. He's not so thrilled about supporting kohanim. So he gives him the rotten stuff. If it's not Roy Lachilas Odom, it's not Chal Truman. It's Roy Lachilas Odom, but it's not as tasty as the other food. So he goes ahead and he's Mafish Menorah Ala Yofa. So if the din would be, Yovid Lai Mahani, it's not Chal, so what's the Avera? If it's not Chal, everything's still Tevil, so he has to be Mafish again. So the next time he'll be Torah Menayofa. So it will be Menayofa. So from the fact that the Torah says there's an Iser, there's an Avera, if you're Torah Menorah Ala Yofa, it must be that it is chal. Everybody agrees over here. Just like by Chaybe Lavin, we pass on Allah. By Barabba, don't argue there. Chaybe Lavin is given at the Kiddush and Atops. And so here also, this is Yavid Mahani. So that's how the Gemara is beginning here. So the Sugya begins, Tanan Hosma here on Peites Amid Aleph, around 15 lines from the top. Tanan Hosma, the Mishnah says there in Zeroim, Ein Tomei Min Atomei Ala Tohar. That's the same as Menaru Ala Yofa. It's another example of Menaru Ala Yofa. Menaru Ala Yofa means that it's half spoiled. And Menatomi, the Kohen can't eat it at all. Menaru Ala Yofa, the Kohen can eat it, but it's not as tasty as the Yofa. Menatomi Ala Tohar is in Gansen, he can't eat it. He can only use it Lasika Tachas Tavshila. The Kohen can use it as fuel to make a fire and to cook some food. So what's the din? You're not allowed to be mafish. The farmer shouldn't be mafish men atome al ator. The imtoram, and what if he went ahead and he did? He violated the din. So imtoram b'shoigeg, if he didn't realize that this is tum and this is tar, he wasn't paying attention. So chumas or chumas. So we leave it the way it is, we don't make any penalty. But b'mezid, but if he went ahead and he violated this din, it's a din l'chumash. He shouldn't be tar men aro la yofa. So if he violated it, the mezid, that we make menatorid ischal. Menatorid ischal. That's what Rabbi Loi says on another base. That here everybody agrees with Yavid Mahani, it is ischal. But over here there's a penalty with the Rabbanon. We say it's not chal. Sure. Then the Gemara is going to go into the details. What does that mean, loyosav aloikum? This Mishnah holds, there's a whole sugi in Gittin. In the middle of Gittin, Perkan Izak, and the Gemara has long discussions. Whenever a person deserves a penalty because he did something wrong, Do you say you only penalize him if he did it b'mezid, or do you say konsur shogeg got the mezid? You even penalize him if he did it b'shogeg. Let's say hamavashal b'shabbos, a person cooks on Shabbos. So one tana is of the opinion hamavashal b'shabbos b'shogeg yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. If he cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, there's no penalty. If he cooked b'mezid, then there's a penalty. The other tana says no, konsur shogeg got the mezid, penalize b'shogeg also. Or other cases, Hanateh b'shviyas, he plants a tree in Shemitah, he does malach on Chalamoy that he wasn't allowed to, he plants things on Chalamoy. So do you say, so you say if he did it b'mezid, teyoker, you have to rip out everything that he planted. And what if he only did it b'shoigig? He didn't know that you're not allowed to do malach on Chalamoy. Didn't know you're not allowed to plant trees in Shemitah. So do you say, kontzu shogot to mezid? The Gemara has many, many cases there. A discussion whether if he did it b'di'evit, if he did it b'mezid, he penalized him, did it b'shogeg. You know, you don't penalize him. So this Mishnah is based on all of these principles, that there's an isa l'chatchila deraisa not to be torah min haruah l'yofa, b'di'evit it's chal min ha-toira, but you're not allowed to do that. So if he did it b'mezid, then we penalize him. Lo yosav aleklom. That's some kind of a penalty. We'll have to figure out what it means.
But the rabbanim making a tevel again.
That's the shaila. What does it mean? They made a tevel again. Lo yosav aleklom. The truma is not chal garnished. Is not chal, and a zar can eat it. You say everything is tevel and I have to be mafresh all over again. And then a non kohen is allowed to eat what he set aside the first time as truma. Because they wanted to penalize him for doing wrong, so they made a kula that is akini. Or they say no, the truma that he was mafrish like truma, but usually when you mafrish truma takes off the isa tevel on the rest of the bushels, here it doesn't take off the isa tevel. Loyasav leklum to be mata the isa tevel, he has to be mafrish minator, he has to be mafrish again. But what he was mafrish the first time, maybe it's still truma. So that's going to be the machloikas. So that's what the Gemara asks. What does that phrase mean in the Mishnah? That you introduce a penalty here, that you say that the Hafrosha's truma was not chal, because he did it shalei kedin. Omer Rav Chizda says, literally, they made a penalty in the Rambam. Lo yasav leklum kol iker. So, mamish, the truma is not chal. Tafilo hahi griva, even that amount of truma that he set aside, hoda letivle, that becomes again tevel. And when it's going to be mafresh truma again from minatohor, so azar will be allowed to eat the original truma. Yesh koch beacha, it's truma minatohra, truma was chal minator. The chachamim wanted to make a penalty, so they made a chumra hamavili de kula. They have authority even, yesh koch beacha chachamim. They made a chumra hamavila de kula. They say, we don't want you to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We're afraid Shem ha'avirenu dalan amas b'shus harabim. So we say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's a chumra hamavila de kula. They're afraid people are going to be mechal shabbos. And they say, don't blow shofar. But at least that's b'shevi altasa. No one's doing it out there. It's just not fulfilling the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. But here, Rav Chizda goes one step further, a giant step further. Not only do the chachamim have authority to make a din midrabanan, to be oiker a mitzvah in a Torah that you won't fulfill a mitzvah essay. They tell you, don't put tzitzis on a beggar tzol pishma. And the Gershon is gar and Erev Pesach shouldn't bring a korban Pesach and a whole bunch of others on the top of tzaddik on the days. But Rav Chizda holds that even have the authority to allow you to do an avera deraisa. Yeshkach lakor afilu bikum v'yaseh. We mentioned already, how did the Gemara know that the authority of the Chachamim goes so far? Afilu akiras dov menatur. They have a right to tell you on Shabbos, if you're a righty, write with the right hand, that's a malocha deraisa. Right with the left hand is kalachayah, it's going to be sloppy. So that's only anisa derabbanan. Minatari, not allowed to carry in and rishus haram. So if you carry in a carmelist, minatari, it's mutter, minarabbanan, it's osa. So they have a million and one things that they ask in the rabbanan. That's all based on the pasuk. Kishmarta mis mishmarti, asum mishmeris, le mishmarti. Minatari, let's say the way we paskin. We pass on that if you cook chicken and milk, it's only basa b'chol d'rabban. So it's muta b'ano. Basa b'chol d'raisa is also b'ano. Basa b'chol d'rabban is muta b'ano. So mid'rabban, they said, you're not allowed to eat chicken that was cooked with milk. Okay, that's yeshkech v'achachamim, lakar. No, that's not yeshkech lakar. That's ushmartem is mishmati. That's asyog. Asay siog later. But when they come and they tell me, you shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's Hakira's Dominator. So how do they know that their authority goes so far? Maybe they only have authority to make chumers. If it's a chumra hamavila, they cool it, that you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah. How do they know they have authority? So we mentioned Rabbi Chana Basman suggested that maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei on that pasuk. What do you mean? Afil al yamin shu smol. The chachamim made a mistake. If the Torah, if they made a mistake, Torah says chayzer. What do you mean? You should listen to the rabbanim if they made a mistake. So Rabbi Chana said maybe that's what it means. They tell you al yamin shu smol. They tell you it says in the chumash that you have to blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And with the power vested in us to make Zeris, we tell you don't listen to what it says in the Torah. Don't blow shofar. So not that they made a mistake. They tell you it says in the Torah Yamin. We tell you don't go Yamin, go small. Don't blow shofar. So he says he thinks that maybe that's the marker for this. Not only do they have authority to make a gzera, say siyog la Torah, based on that post of Gushmar Temes, Mishmati, that's on Chafalef. That's on Daf Chafalef and Lalef. The Gemara says, here in the middle of the Daf, Rav Kana Olamei Hacho, it says on the side, Vayikru Yudches, Rav Kana Olamei Hacho, Shmar Temes Mishmati, Asum Mishmeres La Mishmati. That's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois. That is the mocker for that Mishnah Pirkei Avos Aseis Yod La Torah, that you have to make hachokas midi rabbanan. But how do you know that they have a right to make a hachok even to tell you to violate a mitzvah? So Rabbi Chana suggests maybe it's based on yamin asmo. So then the Gemara has a shaila. How far does that go? Afila yamin shel small, even bikum v'yaseh. The fellow was mafresh truma, and he did it improperly. He was torn min arua ala yofa, min atome ala tor. He shouldn't have done that. So we penalize him. We want to penalize him. So we say, your whole afrosh is garnish vet, la yosef ala klum. You have to be mafresh again. Not only you didn't succeed in removing this tevel on the rest, even this is not truma. And after you'll be mafresh min atohor, then azar can eat even the truma. That's wild. So Rav Chisda says that's included. Ayamin Shulisma, that too is included. And we don't, the Bavli doesn't pass on like that. I try to point out, Yerushalmi seems to hold like Rav Chisda, but the Bavli comes to the Maskon on Amid Beis, so pay test on Beis, against Rav Chisda. That's too much. So that's going to be a whole sugya now. The reason why they're bringing it in, because the Mishnah, they made a chumra midirabbanan, and they made a penalty midirabbanan that the children of the first husband are mamzerim. There is it's a mamzer midirabbanan, it's not a mamzer minatorah. What does it mean a mamzer midirabbanan? Is allowed to marry a mamzeris minatorah? So Rav Chisda says, yeah. And we don't accept Rav Chisda. We say, no, he is only allowed to marry a gyaris. He can't marry a mamzeris, and he can't marry a ksherah. He can't marry a mamzeres because menatora he's kosher. He can't marry a ksheira because menderabbanon he's a mamzer. So he can't marry a ksheira or a mamzeres. He has to marry a geiris because kalgem laikri kohen. So this is the reason why they brought in this machlok. So Rav Chisda holds my loyasav laklum. What do the words mean? So Rav Chisda loyasav laklum kalinka gonish menderabbanon is just not chal. I feel like he grieved even that little bit of truma. That amount of truma that is set aside hodel latidli becomes back tevel midirabbanon, and you have to be mafresh all over again, and a zar is allowed to eat that. And Rav Nosson Rav Boshia says that doesn't make any sense. It can't be. And we pass him like him. Rav Nosson Rav Boshia, no. Lo yosef alaykulim l'sakanas hashirayim. We penalize him. You are mafresh truma men atome al ator, men aru ala yofeh. You think you're going to get away with your shtick. You know that it's wrong, and you did it b'mezid. You think you're going away with it, so we say no. Everything else remains tevel, but this is going to remain truma. You have to be mafresh a second time truma. Abel truma havi, but what you set aside is truma. It's truma men atorah. You can't say midirabbanan they have the ability to undo the truma. So the Gemara says, how did Rav Chisda know such a wild idea? Yeshkach ve'achacham even to declare a zar can eat it. He doesn't agree with him. The Iamri Tavi Truma, if you're going to say like the other Shita that we pass like, if you're going to say like the other Shita that the Truma like Truma Menatora, but we say not allowed to eat the Tevel, you have to be Mafshat Sveitamon. So the guy's going to say, what kind of baloney is this? If the truma is truma, I have to give it to the kohen, I can't eat it. The truma is truma, so the tevel is already muta. He's not going to listen to the chumra, he's not going to follow the knas midrabbanan. That's what he says. If Rab Nosam Rabashi is right, Yamid Havi Truma, if you're going to say remains Truma, Zimnan the Pasha Velom Mafresh, he's going to be negligent. What do you mean? I know that this is Truma. He's not going to listen to the penalty of the Rabban. So in order to introduce a penalty, you have to make a sweeping statement that Truma is not Chal. Sure, it's not Chal. So till we get to the main topic that we're going to discuss, whether the Vlad from the first husband is Mamzer, that he can marry a Mamzeres Ben HaTorah, or only Lechumre, he's a Mamzer Lechumre, but not Lekula. So the Gemara is going to get involved in the nature of this penalty. Whenever you mafresh Truma in an improper fashion, the Gemara is going to quote different cases, and you want to penalize him with the Rabbanim and say that the approach is not Chal, so how do you set it up? So Rav Chizkiya says he said it up, he says it's not Chal. So what about other Mishnayos? Frag the Gemara, Mishnah Mehadisnan, there's another Mishnah in Trumas that has a penalty. Hatorim Kishas Venimtsis Mora, Avatech Venimtsis Saruach. He's Mafresh Truma, it was a mistake. Venimtsis Mora. If he would have known that it's bitter or it's rotten, so he wouldn't have been Mafresh Truma Menaroalayov. He was mafresh b'shoigek, so the din is truma. The truma is chal. Atar men aroah le'yofa. If he was mafresh abatiach soruach legame, it's not roi lachila. So the truma is not chal. It has to be roi lachila. So, but it is roi lachila. But it's not tasty. It's not as tasty as the other stuff. So he did wrong. But it was b'shoigek. He was hatorim kishus v'nimtzus mora abatiach v'nimtzus soruach. It was a mistake. So the din is truma v'yachsa v'yitrom. We say the truma is chal, but it has to be mafresh at tzveitamol. Yeah, but Rav Chizkiya just said, if you're going to say truma v'yachsav yitrum, dilma posha v'loi mafresh. That's why he didn't agree with Rav Nosam Rav Boshia. Right? He says, Rav Chizkiya le'amek Rav Nosam Rav Boshia, di amr havi truma, if you're going to say truma v'yachsav yitrum, zimn in the posha v'loi mafresh. He's going to realize that it's a fake. If the truma is truma, so why do I have to be mafresh a second time? But that's what it says over here. So doesn't that Mishnah, truma v'yachsav, doesn't contradict Rav Chizkiya's logic? So the Gemara says, we're talking about two different cases. Rav Chizkiya is talking about a case where the guy was mafresh menorah l'yofa b'meizid. So b'meizid, he's a wise guy. He's not listening to the dinim. So he's going to be dealing with pasha, but like mafresh? He's going to say, logically, why should I be mafresh a second time? The first one is truma. I don't have to be mafresh again. But he's talking, the guy did it b'shegeg. So b'shegeg is a religious Jew. He's not out to violate dini haTorah. So b'shegeg, so there, the nature of the penalty is truma yachsav yitrum. Shegeg amezet karamis. You're asking a rumi, you're asking a stira between shegeg and mezet. Shegeg le'ovedi surat. Shegeg didn't violate anything. He's not interested in violating anything. He's a tremendous dicky guy. So if you tell him it's truma, you made a mistake, truma yachsav yitrum. So listen to us. But mezet, ko'ovedi surat. Mezet, the guy's not listening. He's violating. So if you're going to tell him the nature of the penalty is truma yachsav yitrum, he's not going to listen to that penalty. Then the Gemara has. Then the Gemara is going to have more contradictions. Frag the Gemara, v'rami, we will ask a stira, a rumia is a stira, or a minu. V'rami, shegig, a shegig. There's a stira between two mishnais regarding shegig. Hachi katani b'shegig, truma, asai, truma. If he's mafresh, kishas v'nimtsas mora, avatech v'nimtsas soruach, says it's truma v'yachzavich, and the truma is chal. The hasam and hasam katani. In the previous Mishnah, what we started with, in that letter, Torah men atome ala Torah, vim Torah b'shogeg trumas truma, you leave it. So, why is it over there? It's the same case. If you mafresh men atome ala Torah, what's wrong? Because it's men aru ala yofa. It's the exact same thing. So, there you said, lo konsa shogot amazed. So, you say, if b'mezid layosav alaklum and make a penalty. B'shoigeg, there's no penalty. You say, leave it. Trumasa truma. Here you say, even though it's b'shoigeg, you say that it's truma v'yachsav yitrum. So isn't that a contradiction? When he say, lo kontzer shogot amezid, so you don't penalize b'shoigeg. You don't penalize it all, you leave it the way it is, or you make a little penalty. Here it says, Truma v'yachsav yitrum, even though it's b'shege, and there you say that Truma so Truma, you leave it the way it is. So that's the Gemara's kasha. There's a steer between the two Mishnais. By entar men atomi al atar, you say, but the evid, you leave it the way it is. If he's mafish kishes v'nims tzmar, it's also ruah layofet b'shoigeg. So this is truma v'yachsav yitrum. So the Gemara says no, but it's not the same. Here you have to make a shtikal penalty, a penalty by the rotten watermelon, by the spoiled watermelon. You can tell b'shoigeg. Here, you're not allowed to be torment atom. You look at everything, everything, all the bushels. Okay, he has 100 bushels. There's got to be mafresh two of them as truma, 2%. Got to mafresh two of them as truma. Then he forgot these are tomi, these are tor. He that's b'shege gomer. But here he's mafresh kishas v'nimtzes mor avatech v'nimtzes aruach. If he would have looked a little more carefully, he would have realized that it's rotten. You don't have to cut open the watermelon to see that it's half spoiled. You can tell by looking on the outside. You could have tasted it. So the Gemara says, this shoigig is karv l'mezid. So that's why we do make a shtikol penalty. The boy l'mitame, he should have tasted it. Mamsheni came in the case where it's tomei ala tohor, there was no way for him to know. That's purely b'shoigig, so you don't make any penalty at all. Then the Gemara freaked, takashe, more kashas. Okay, more kashas. That's a side point. That's not the main. The Gemara, this is like a long footnote over here. How do you set up the Knossos? What's the philosophy of making penalties with the Rabban? But here there's an interesting discussion. There's a Mishnah in Bava Basra, in the middle of Bava Basra, I think Amechas HaSvina. I call up the grocery store, whatever, and I order 10 pounds of potatoes. Then they deliver 10 pounds of onions. That's mamash a mekach tos. That's a mekach tos. What if I say I want 10 pounds of good onions, or 10 pounds of good potatoes, and a shvacha quality? So the Mishnah says that's not called a mekach tos, that's a din of oino'o. Oino'o, haste. Usually oino'o is if there's a mistake in the price. Everybody else sells the soda for $2 a bottle, and he sells for $3 a bottle. So that's, I know, everybody else sells the furniture. Everybody in this neighborhood. You can go to Texas and buy it for less, but the guy's not going to travel to Texas. Maybe you can buy it online, maybe that is cool. If you can buy it in your area, if it's reasonable for people to buy it online in your area, and this guy in the store charges more, that's also going to be, I know. But if you can't buy it online, you're going to have to drive 20 hours to get to Seattle or something in order to get a bargain. So that's not called Oinoa. In a different city, they sell it for less. In this city, they sell it for less. Then it's Oinoa. So when you're selling merchandise, sometimes there's a din of Mekach Toys. If it's a mistaken min, Ayes v'chitim and he sends me Sa'orim. Ayes v'sa'orim. Chitim and Sa'orim is a Mekach Toys. But Yofus v'nimtzu ra'ois, I wanted a better quality, and he gave me a poor quality, that has a din. The Mishnah says that doesn't have a din of Mekach Tos, has a din of Einor. The original Einor, we know what it is, when he charged the wrong price, he charged too much. Or the Lekeach fooled him into selling it for less. That used to be a common thing. A Rav would pass away, and he had thousands of Svarim. And then a Mekach Svarim would be a wise guy come to me, Menachem Avol, and the children have no use for all these swans. So they say, I'll give you $5,000. And the swan was worth $100,000. The father had a library, thousands of swarm. And the children were happy. They got $5,000. That's I know also. I know it's not only if the moicha charges too much, if the lekeach fools them into taking less money. It's also a din of anon. Unless the person knows how much it's worth. I say, it's worth $100,000, but I don't want to pay $100,000. I'll buy it for $5,000. Then it's not I know. But if the lekeach fools the moichim into selling it to him for less than it's worth, that's also an issur rabbeinu. So again, so in mecha, there are two kinds of mistakes. If it's a mistake in min, it's the wrong, I guess, for oranges, and he sends me tomatoes. It's in gansan the wrong thing. But if it's the right thing, but it's the wrong price, or it's chit and yof, it's an imtzara, that's a din of rabbeinu. So I know it's only shayach in mecha. Let's say you're getting married. So if it's the kala has a big dektuch and you can't see who it is, then it turns out it's a Leah. I was dating Rachel for 7 years, and then they slip away. That's like chitam and imtza sairim. That's the wrong person. But what if it's yofas and imtza roz? I marry a girl I thought will be able to have children. Then it turns out that she's an islandess. She can't have children. So on the first daf, the first mishnah in Yevamos, sounds like it says that the islandess, the two pshatim in the Gemara. According to one pshat in Gemara, islandess doesn't even need a get midirabbanan. And according to the way we paskin, Rashi on the Mishnah quotes that pshat. Islandess is kedusha tos, you don't even need a get midirabbanan. And the Rashboy asked on the Rashi, why did he quote that pshat? That's the rejected pshat. On Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara has, the first pshat is like that, the Gemara rejects it. That's not the din of islandess. So what's talk about islandess? So some Rabbin and Tam thinks islandess needs a get midirabbanan, and some say an islandess needs a get midirabbanan. So what's the issue? That's a shaila. In selling merchandise, you can have mekach toys and you can have einor. I sold you an automobile that has a lot of scratches on it. But if I agreed, I'm going to sell you a Cadillac, then I sell you a Ford. That's chitim and imtza sairim. That's the wrong thing. But if I sold you a nice car and it comes out, it's all scratched up, that's mum. That's a mum. So that's a din of einor. That's not a din. The difference is in halacha, whether it's mekach toras or it's a din of einor. So the shaila, what do you do by hafrashas truma? What do you do by kiddushin? There is no din of einor by kiddushin. There is no din of einor by hafrashas truma. Would you say every time there's a mistake, a mum, every mum is dina kemekach ketoes? Or do you say no? There's no din of mum at all. So that's on the first mishnah. You marry a girl, turns out she's an islandess. It's not the wrong girl. I dated the girl, this is the right girl. But it turns out that there's a major mum over here. So do you say the Kedushin are not chal, you don't even need a get benatara? You say no. There's no din of einor by Kedushin. The only thing that's a mekach toes by Kedushin, if it's rochel ben imtzu sleya. But if it's yofes and imtzu rois, there's a major mum. It doesn't cancel. That's about hafrashas truma. I was mafresh truma. It can't be mafrish tomatoes on potatoes. You have to be mafrish from the same bin. What if you are mafrish from the same bin, but it's raw? It's yofas v'nim tzura. He thought that he's being mafrish good quality. He thought his Torah min ha-yofah, b'arim tel b'menem, min ha-mufkar. Then it turns out that it's a little spoiled. So that's yofas v'nim tzura. So what's taka the din? Do you say that in Kol HaTorah Kula, but you don't have two parshias? There's no parsha by Noah. So everything that would have been on Noah by Mekach falls under the category of Toes. So it's not Chal. Or no, you say it is Chal. So that's a fundamental machloikis Rishonim here. The Rambam over here, Paskin, there are some other points out there. Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi, that if you mafrish a watermelon, and by mistake it turns out that it's a spoiled watermelon, see, if you know for sure that it was spoiled at the time that you are mafresh it, so the Rambam says the hafrasha is not chal. The only time it's a suffix is, if you know at the time you were koreshem, it was not spoiled. It got spoiled afterwards, so then the hafrasha is chal. And if you don't know, truma v'yachsav yichom, the Rambam doesn't learn that it's a penalty. The Gemara learns truma v'yachsav yichom is a penalty. The Gemara discusses why is the nature of the penalty truma v'yachsav yichom. The Babli holds that that's a penalty. The Rambam learns like the Rishami. Truma v'yachsav yichom is not a penalty. It's a suffix. If you would really know for sure that it was rotten, it was a little spoiled before you mafresh it, so that's yofes and imtzu ros, and in Mechira that would be called einor. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, but there's no parsha of einor. Every case of a mum, every case of yofes and imtzu ros falls under the category of hafrosha b'toyah, so it's not chal at all. The Mishnah goes, we don't know whether it's spoiled before he did the Kriya Shem or not. So Misachik Chumah v'yachsav yichum. But the Babli doesn't, the Rambam Paskin is like, that's what the Rosh Hashanah points out. The Rambam Paskin is like the Rishalmi, Chumah v'yachsav yichum is b'tor Sofik. The Babli said Chumah v'yachsav yichum is a penalty made the Rabban. Why do we penalize him? It's b'shege. Because he could have tasted it. The Gemara says, it's a shege korv l'meizah, the Gemara, the first line. He boiled it amitami. Should have tasted it. So we make a penalty over there. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The Gemara points out in Menachos in the Sugya of Sfiras HaOmer, Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer appears twice in the Chumash, in Parshas Emor, and then you have it in Parshas Re'eh. So the Gemara points out there's a stira. In Parshas Emor, it says, Sfartem Lachem Chamishim Yom. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Sounds like you have to count days. Then there in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Shibashavos Tisperloch, you should count weeks. So which is it? Do you count days or do you count weeks? So Abai says, Mitzvah the Minna Yom, Mitzvah the Minna Shavuot, you count both. So the Poshup Shat is that everybody has a mitzvah, you count both. Everybody should count. Then there's another Shtikl Stira. Here it says, Sfartem Lachem, and there it says, Shibashavos Tisperloch, in the singular. Does that mean anything? The discrepancy, how come here is Lashon Ram, there is Lashon Yotei? So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having made a comment, there's a Sifra here, and a Sifra over there in Re'eh, they say the same thing. Whenever it says L'cho, whenever you have a Parsha that's written twice, B'Loshen Yochad, B'Loshen Rabim, so the Loshen Yochad goes on the Bezn HaGodol as representing Klal Yisrael, or it's a din on the whole Tzibur, and the Loshen Rabim means L'cho Lechad V'Yechad, each individual person. So as Sfartem Lachem means Shatei Sfira L'cho Lechad V'Yechad. The Gemara quotes that. The Gemara Menachos quotes that Rosh. Sfartem Lachem Shatei Sfira L'cho Lechad V'Yechad. Why would you have thought that there's no mitzvah? It says you like tefillin. Of course, every individual person likes tefillin. Why would you think over here every person doesn't have an obligation to count Sfira? So the Rebbe writes in his commentary on the Toras Kohanim, I would have thought that just like Kviyas Haluach is a mitzvah on the Bez Nagoro, they decide when Rosh Chodesh should be, then decide which year should be Hashanah Pshuta, Hashanah Mu'beris. So I would have thought that Sfira Saimer is miyuchad for the Bez Nagoro. They should count Sfira because Shavuos doesn't depend on what day of the month it is, it depends on the Sfira Saimer. Shavuos is after 49 days of counting, the 50th day is Shavuos. I would have thought just like Kviyas Rosh Chodesh and Ibar Hashanah, Kviyas Haluach is a mitzvah on the Bez Nagoro. So the rabbi said, I would have thought that Sfira Saimer is only on Bez Nagoro. So you need this for a Tem Lachem. Fine. So there's the old Girsa, this says, the following Brisa appears both in the Sifra over here and the Sifra over there. So the old Girsa in the Sifra and the Sifra before the Vilna Gaon changed it, the old Girsa says, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. Shetei Sfira Teluya BeBezen. Bezen counts Sfira. Minayim LeRabbis Kol Yochid VeYochid Talmud Lamer Sfartum Lachem Shetei Sfira L'Chol Echad Yechad. So according to the old Girsa, the original Girsa in the Sifra, and the Sifra, it sounds like the Parsha there, Shivashuas Tispaloch, there's a mitzvah on Bezen HaGolot to count. And this pasuk tells me there's another mitzvah called Echad Yechad count. There are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah on the Bezen HaGolot, one mitzvah called Yochid VeYochid. The Vilna Gaon corrected the Girsa. And he says, Yochol Shetei Us Shivashuas Tispaloch in the singular. Yochol, one might mistakenly think a Havamin, an incorrect Havamin. That's only a mitzvah on the Bezen Talmud. I'm a Svatim Lachem. The Havamin is incorrect. There's no mitzvah on the Bezen Talmud. The mitzvahs are called Yochid V'Yochid. That's the Don Legoin corrected it. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a Cheskuni in the beginning of Parshas Bahar who had the old Girsa, and he clearly had the old Girsa, because he makes the following statement. Beginning of Parshas Bahar, it says that the Bezen HaGodol has a mitzvah of Safarta L'cho in the singular. Sheva Shapsoshanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pomim. The Bezen HaGodol has a mitzvah, the Rama quotes it, to count every year. This is Shana Rishayna L'Shemitah. And this is the sixth year. And then the beginning of this is the seventh year, and this year is Shemitah. Then next year said, this is the eighth year, that's one Shemitah and one year. Just like we count Sfira Saimer, Bezen HaGodol counts. So the Cheskuni writes, Ashayla, when the Bezen HaGodol counts the years for the Shemitah the Yovel, did they say a bracha or not? So he says, no, because you only say a bracha when you're mekayim the mitzvah right now. Sha'asiyosa gemar mitzvasa. But over here, every year when they count, it's not gemar mitzvasa until they get to year 50. So on the 50th year, then they say a bracha. But the first 49 years, when they're counting, it's only a heksher mitzvah. They didn't finish. It's not asiyasa gemar mitzvah, so they don't finish. All right. We would have learned, the Gemara says like that. The Gemara says, Ashayla, when you tie on tzitzis on the beged, do you say a bracha? So one opinion is yes. that even if you're not wearing the beged, klei kufsa, an arba kamfas, or a talis that's sitting in the drawer that belongs to you, it's your obligation to put on tzitzis. One on my role, it's klei kufsa chayom tzitzis. We don't pass like that. We pass in klei kufsa, not chayovim. So when you tie tzitzis on the beged, you're not being mikayim any mitzvah. Now it's just a heksha mitzvah, it's a hachana. So the Gemara says, kol mitzvah shasi yosek, gemar mitzvah, so if you mikayim the mitzvah now, you say broch. You're not mikayim the mitzvah, you don't say broch. So one could dingzach with the cheskunim, but that's what he says. Bez Nagadol doesn't say a bracha the first 49 years. He only says a bracha on the 50th year. So then the cheskunim says, well, what about when the Bez Nagadol counts Sviris HaOmer? Do they say a bracha? He says they really shouldn't say a bracha every day, because it's not Gemar Mitzvah till Shavuos. But they say a bracha because every Yochid V'Yochid counts every day. So he clearly had the old girsa without the Hagos Hagra, that there are two parshias for Svir Saima. The parsha in Re'ei is Shivashuas Tispaloch, Bez Nagadol should count Shavuos, and that's Kaveh the Yontav of Shavuos. That's why we call it the Yontav of Shavuos. The Goyim call it the Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day. So he said, and by then the Pentecost always on Sunday, because they followed the shtick from the Tzedukim. This man by Yisheni, the Tzedukim always started counting on Sunday, and Shavuos was always an extended week, and it was always on a Sunday. So many of the shtick, the over 10 issues, many of the shtick of the Tzedukim were carried over by the early Christians. So this is one of them. The Pentecost, as the Chag HaMishim, is always going to be on a Sunday. So the Cheskuni had the old Girsa in the Sifrei, in the Sifra, that there's a separate mitzvah in the Bez Nagadol to count weeks. And the weeks is Koveya, the Yontav of Shavuos. But then there's a mitzvah, Usratem Lachem, Shetei Sfil Chalechot V'yechod, that's the days, that's a Chavis HaYochid. The counting of the Bez Nagadol has got to lead up to Shavuos. So that's Ein Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah. So just like when the Bez Nagadol counts the years of the Shemitah and the Yovel, the Cheskuni thinks they don't say a bracha till the 50th year, when Gemar Mitzvah, when the Kiddush Mishnasa Hamishim Shana. So the Bez Nagadol is counting up the weeks to lead up to Shavuos. Also, one should not say a bracha. But the Mechuyiv to count the days, but Torah's called Yochid V'Yochid, because of this parsha, two different mitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes that there were those who held that these are counted as two mitzvahs. Mitzvah the Vim the Yemi, Mitzvah the Mim the Shvah, two different mitzvahs. The Rama thinks that it's not correct. He thinks it's one mitzvah. This is a detail how you count. The Cheskuni is the one who thinks that they're two different mitzvahs. He thinks the mitzvah to count weeks that's on Bez Nagadol, and they're counting Lahabo, to be Kaveh Shavuot. So that it's not Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah till you get to Shavuot. But every Kol Yochid V'Yochid has a mitzvah the Bim the Yemi. They count the days. And that, on the first day you count, so you yotze the mitzvah. The second day, it's not to lead up to Shavuos. To be Kaveh Shavuos is not only the Bez Nagadol counts to be Kaveh Shavuos. And the thing that's Kaveh Shavuos is the Sfiris HaShavuos, not the Sfiris HaYom. That's a Mechudish Dike, Sheet and a Cheskuni. So then the Gemara has, Ameimar was an Ameir. Ameimar money Yomei V'Loi money Shavuoi. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why not? So by us in the Gemara, there are different girsas in the Gemara. Why? According to our girsa, it doesn't reach that. But Rav Salech said, according to the Cheskuni, we understand why. The mitzvah to count the weeks, that's only on Bez Nagadol. There was not Bez Nagadol there. He only counted the days. The mitzvah called Yachal Yachas, to count the days. And every day when you count, that's Gebar Mitzvasa, you count it. The Yechidim count days, Lishavah. How many days is it since the Chol Hamoed Pesach, the Brachos HaShabbos? And the Bez Nagadol counts Lahavo. They're counting Al Shem Ha'asid to be Kaveh or Shavuos. That's what in the Maharil it says that every day you count Svira, and then the 49th day you count Svira. Well, the Machros or Shavuos. So some Machrayim understood or misunderstood, one way or the other. They understood the Maharil as saying that the last day of Svira Seimer, you have to say today's the 49th day, that makes 7 weeks. Well, the Machros or Shavuos. You have to end off at that punchline, Ola Machros HaShavuos. So according to the Cheskuni, we understand that's the Bez Nagadol has to count. They count Shavuos, and that by their counting, the Gemar Mitzvah is going to be when they say, tomorrow is Shavuos. Like when they count for Yovel. He says the Moshe, when they count for Yovel. So they only say Bracha when they complete the Sphere. All the 49 years till he lead up to the end, that's Ein Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah. But the mitzvah, Kol Yachav Yach, that's a mitzvah to count how many days have gone by since Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why? Yeah, we don't follow this cheskun. We hold this one big mitzvah, and you have to add everything up. Yeah.
What?
Hevel wants to taste it to see if it's.